Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lady and gentlemen in the TJ and Riggins radio family, you have a rare opportunity. And this is like so rare. It's like if you were on a safari and you saw an albino elephant. That's how rare this is. Mm. Where you have the opportunity to meet Riggins up close and personally and possibly talk to him, because he's going to be making a public appearance Saturday.
Yeah, I am.
I can't wait.
Indian Trail, North Carolina. It's the Sunny Strong car show, and it's a rain or shine event, all benefiting, pediatric cancer and things like that. So it's a great opportunity to come out and see some really cool cars. They've got classic cars, Jeeps. I mean, it's going to be everything. And I'm going to be one of the judges.
They're calling me a
celebrity. I've never been a celebrity anything.
Because you're a motorhead, obviously. You know all about these cars and stuff.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like, look at this thing. What is, was that like a V?
That's a
V8? Yeah.
You're a gearhead.
Like a V1? Is that a V1?
It's an Obi-Wan.
Yeah. I got a feeling. I'm like, that looks fast.
Yeah.
That looks like it could go very fast.
But it's in conjunction with our charity, Peyton's Promise.
Yeah.
And Alexis will be there too, right?
Alexis is going to be there, pregnant.
Will your dog be there?
And
No.
That was Rob speaking up from the closet. We told you to get back in the closet, Rob. No. What was I talking about? Oh, Alexis. She'll be there, and it probably would be worth the trip to the car show just to watch her eat, like you are on safari from a distance. Watch her eat. She said the other day when she announced that she was pregnant, she said, "And this gives me an excuse to eat anything I want and as much as I want. I got to feed the baby."
Love it.
And then she goes, "But I'm working out every day the whole time I'm pregnant." So, but she's posting nonstop stories on Instagram eating. I don't even think she was working on their food truck the other day. I think she was just in there eating. Because she was eating empanada, and then there was another post later. She was eating something else in the food truck, and then a little while later, posted a picture of the two of them at a restaurant. And then a little while later, she posted a picture of a huge bag of Lifesaver gummies.
What? Oh, yeah. She's living it up.
That's going to cut into their food truck profits, I would imagine.
I bet it already has.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the red.
But what a great thing to own when you're in the family business of a food truck.
I would be 900 pounds.
Yeah, but she can't be doing that. That's not healthy to eat that much and all that junk and everything, like gummy Lifesavers and all that.
Yeah, well.
So her husband's going to have to put a stop to it. He's the one that controls the food because he's the cook.
What?
So he's going to have to tell her, you better slow down because my baby's not going to start out in this world being fat.
It's like, I'm going to actually make you a salad today. No.
you wanted a chopped cheese? No, you're getting a chopped salad. Well, she always had a healthy appetite when she wasn't pregnant. I mean, she was a foodie.
Imagine what it is now.
I love it.
She's eating for two.
And the food at the car show, I mean, it's going to be like fried food, right?
I'm sure. I wonder if their food truck will be there, maybe.
Maybe.
I think so. I don't know.
You think they take their food truck with them everywhere just in case she gets hungry?
Yeah, they will now. He's going to have to start.
Yeah.
This is the only way.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I find this to be very satisfying, you know, because I am elected by the radio industry as being one of the 25 most influential radio personalities of the past 25 years. On the list with, you know, some people you may have heard of, Rick Dees, Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, whatever. Our names are side by side, basically, on that list that will live at the broadcast museum and all of that. But anyway, I do get satisfaction out of hearing, like, probably one of the top, in the top 10 of podcasters now having to step up his influencer game with Cozy Earth, because I've done come in there and blown them all away.
Yep.
I mean, just on and on, and I sleep on the bamboo sheets, and I, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't done any of that. I just said, hey, my people, mm-hmm. I brought this to you. I didn't even want to do it, but I did it because it seemed like, you know, that would be something good for our radio family, that 41% discount. But see, that's what gets them, is because I said I would have to be able to give our people a bigger discount than anybody else. So the biggest is from influencers and all. Endorsers is 40%, but that's why we give 41.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the way it goes.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm thinking about that, and there is a certain amount of satisfaction that goes with that. And then I go get into my truck that I have to close my eyes and wish that it starts each morning.
Well,
meanwhile, this guy I'm talking about is being chauffeured around where he lives. And I know that for a fact because he lives in Nashville, and my daughter saw him at Starbucks one day. And he just pulled up, let him out, and he came in to get him a Starbucks. He also said that he asked something about, he was looking at the bagels or something they have there, and it was he didn't want to pay how much that they were charging for that. Said it was ridiculous and left.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who argues over the price of a bagel?
Well, if it's not worth it. No matter how much money you got, some people are like,
Who is this, a celebrity?
Yeah.
Or influence? Just at,
no, he's a podcaster.
Oh, he's a podcast. Okay.
Yeah, and movie maker.
Oh.
Documentary maker.
Podcaster and documentary maker.
Some people call him Matt Walsh.
Oh, you're kidding.
His name might be.
True?
About what?
About him with the bagel?
Yeah, except he didn't make a scene or anything. Oh, he was just looking at it as, however much that he got the coffee.
He's
like, he didn't want the bagel.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. Whatever it was. They're probably really expensive at Starbucks.
But. Yeah, Tennessee bagel. I don't know. That sounds like a bedroom thing. Tennessee bagel. I wouldn't buy that either.
Yeah.
So whatever you want at Cozy Earth, go to tjriggins.com/deals, and whatever you get when you use the code TJ, you'll get 41% off. Possibly spin the wheel, get even more, get another $50 off. And I tried to get the wheel thing just exclusive to our listeners and all. They wouldn't do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They said they didn't want to have to deal with Oprah and them. It was bad enough that Oprah and all those other guys are going to be upset about the extra discount, that 1%. I'm part of the 1%er. I'm the only 1%er.
You are.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So a lot of people said that Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show is a bit of a snooze fest, but the results are in. 125 complaints to the FCC about that Super Bowl halftime performance. This is a story that comes out every year.
Yeah.
How many FCC complaints there were about the halftime show? Some years get more than others. I'm trying to think of ones that really got people upset. Certainly the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson one being the most complained about Super Bowl halftime show. But this one, a lot of people upset. Maybe some Drake fans filing complaints. But 125, I think that's a pretty small number comparatively. I think they do 90 million viewers for the Super Bowl, something like that.
Do they ever complain that it just sucks?
Yeah, because that's where I would be on that list.
I thought it was a real dud. Yeah. I thought it was a real dud.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a huge show. I just didn't think it was. But
I'll go another step.
Okay.
Jay-Z is awful at picking those halftime performers. He's terrible.
Yeah. I mean,
He picks them?
Mm-hmm. Oh. He has a contract with the NFL where he picks the Super Bowl halftime. He's some sort of an entertainment coordinator or something. Yeah,
the ambassador for entertainment in the NFL.
The stupid officials at the NFL.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I didn't think it made much sense. But
you know who they ought to have picking that?
Who?
Simon Cowell. That's who ought to pick the Super Bowl halftime shows.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can stay off that electric bike long enough, instead of falling off all the time. if you go to a New York Yankees game, they're introducing a new food item that a lot of people are talking about, tiramisu inside a batting helmet.
Interesting.
Yeah, I used to love the batting helmet with the ice cream in it. That was good.
There's something fun about eating ice cream out of the little helmet.
I would have picked tiramisu though.
Right, you're at a ball game. Yeah. Do you want to dig into a tiramisu
pudding and
I don't even like it.
It's got lady fingers with
and coffee
and whipped cream and pudding or something. Yeah, give me a hot dog, some nachos. Yeah, let's keep it.
It's like 95 simple. Degrees. You're eating coffee grinds off a lady finger.
Out of a helmet. Well, yeah.
No thanks.
A lot of people are excited for baseball season. Kyle, being your husband, being a former professional baseball player, is he way into baseball season once it starts?
Not at all.
Not really.
Not at all.
That's amazing to me.
I wouldn't think so either.
Mm-mm. Why?
Same reason that former athletes, really good athletes and stuff, don't really freak out over fantasy football and things like that. You watch it, enjoy it.
You do.
But you're not following everybody's stats and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I can go as far to say, do we have time? Because I do have a story about going. His family wants to plan a trip to spring training next year in Arizona,
yeah,
I think.
They do.
And I brought it up to Kyle. I'm like, this will be so fun. We're getting a VRBO with the pool. The kids will love it. Yeah. He's like, spring training? Why would we do that? And he's like getting defensive about it.
Yeah. Well, and some of it may be a psychological thing that he's reminded that his career was ended way too soon by an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might play into it as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's too hard to watch these guys doing it.
Yeah, it was a huge debate in the house the other day. I'm like, what is the big deal? He's like, why would we do it? But why not? I'm like, it'll be fun. It's just like a week vacation.
He's probably just saying because, it doesn't count. They're not real games. whatever.
Well, he's not into it, like, at all.
He probably hated spring training.
That's probably true.
Yeah, but it's like a week in Arizona.
I do think it stings a little bit for him.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Especially when he looks at what his life is now. Oh, no offense.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Here we go again. A woman making her husband jump through obstacles and hoops and just trying to catch him in a lie so that she can get content for her own social media. That's what happened. There's a woman named Chrissy. She's on TikTok. She's got, let's see, she's got 200,000 followers, big following. She said in this latest video, my husband said he would clean the bathroom while I took the kids to the park. She goes around her bathroom with a little jar of red glitter, lifts up the toilet seat, sprinkles a little bit of glitter there, red glitter. She goes over to the bath mat outside the shower, lifts up the bath mat, sprinkles a little bit of glitter there, moves the hand soap pump dispenser, puts a little glitter under there, and then comes back in 2 hours and does the big reveal. Did he clean the bathroom? She goes under the rug, the glitter's still there. She goes under the toilet seat, the glitter is still there. 7 million people watch this video. And basically proving her point that he's lying to her mm-hmm. when he says he would clean the bathroom if she took the kids to the park.
Yeah. I think she's lying to everybody. I bet it didn't even happen.
You don't think so? Just mm-hmm. for the content?
Yeah.
Gotta be, right?
And it could be that whole adage of you treat a man like a child, he'll act like a child. So I wonder if that's the way he looks at their relationship. She treats me like a child, or I don't have any, you know, never expected to do anything, so I don't do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that they need some help. If he's that bad, you know, she needs to make a change.
Because if he did that to her, mm-hmm. oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he set her up. Like he set mm-hmm. her up with.
And you, now glitter, that's hard to get. Now yeah. you're just making me mad. That's hard to get out anywhere.
You know who she needs to, get with?
Who?
Me.
Yeah.
I would thrive in that environment.
You would love what it. He likes absolutely. Being bullied by women.
I like an authoritative kind of telling me what to do.
That wouldn't make you mad at all?
No. Okay. Yeah, I like a bossy woman.
Well, there's a difference in being bossy and doing that. That's nuts.
Okay, that's just crazy. Yeah, trying to like catch him in a lie kind of thing.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Yeah.
You never tried to catch a boyfriend in a lie by setting up some sort of...
Never. They just lied on their own.
But usually if women are setting a trap...
Never had the problem. She was like, they were all lying to me anyway.
Yeah. Usually if women are setting a trap, it's to catch him cheating.
Yeah.
Not to catch him not doing his chores.
Yeah.
You know.
But they did make the trade-off. She said, if I take the kids to the park, that's my job. You got to do this.
I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying that the relationship, I mean, they don't act right to each other.
Maybe not. Yeah, I mean, we only have this video to base mm-hmm. it off of, and he's rarely ever featured in the video, mm-hmm. so I don't know a thing about him.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that he's just a, you know, a do-nothing around the house and a dirty, rotten liar.
He might be.
But I wonder if when he does do stuff, he gets treated the same as if he hadn't done it. So he looks at it like, doesn't matter either way.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. All these things need to be asked, and you know, and I'll sit down with them and figure it out.
You will.
I'll counsel them. Sure. Because they need it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Extravaganza is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Extravaganza. Lindsay, we know that you are obsessed with cosmetic procedures.
Yeah, I love them.
You are absolutely obsessed with them. Do you know what procedure is on the rise right now that's been catching eyes?
What is it?
The beard transplant. So you say your husband doesn't grow a thick, good beard,
no,
right?
No. Patchy. He doesn't even try.
So that would be like if he just went in and said, I'm tired of not being able to grow a beard. And they took hair from, I think they would probably take it from the back of his head because that's permanent hair. That's mm-hmm. why when men lose their hair, they just lose it in the horseshoe. And when you get a hair transplant, they take it from the back and plug it into the front.
Interesting.
So I'm guessing, or maybe they would put chest hair or something in the face because they do that too. They'll take hair from the chest and put it in the head in some cases. Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, does it grow? It's confusing. Like,
yeah, because you're transplanting the follicle.
Okay.
So if the follicle on body hair is permanent, because I mean you don't hear of people getting older and losing their body hair,
right?
Or in the back of the head, the horseshoe. But what would you think if you are liking a guy and he's got a nice beard and then he tells you, "Well, I had to have a beard transplant." Would that make you think that he was a little off kilter? Or would you look at it like it's the same as when I get Botox or something like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to see his side of it, because I do get a lot of stuff. I think it's weird because I'm not used to it. Maybe if it was more popular, like Botox, I'd be like, oh, but it is odd.
What if you're making out and he tells you, you know, my beard is a transplant, and they took my butt hair and put it on my face.
Yeah, no.
Would that bother you?
Yeah, that'd bother me. Yeah. Butt beard. I'm kissing butt hair right now. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Your beard stinks.
Oh, wait. So I'm like, yeah. Ew.
That's gross. Yeah. It's concerning. Why do you care so much about the beard? That would be more than the... Like, right. Why is it so important to you that you went through all that to get a beard?
Right.
That's more alarming to me.
But I guess it's a self-conscious thing, like like the top of your head. Mm. You don't know because you have one.
I get the hair thing, but a beard seems different. Mm.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Would you call this selling your soul to the devil? Now, when you make a deal with the devil, it's something like, you know, the devil may grant you eternal life, but then you get sentenced to a life in prison. You know, that's the kind of deal you make with the devil. Mm-hmm. Old Satan, that old angel of darkness.
That's right.
The enemy.
I like
well,
that.
This guy in Michigan went and played the state lottery and used the numbers 666, and he won $500.
Oh, ugh.
Then he used $100 of that to buy more lottery tickets and won $2.4 million. Now, Lindsay, as a Christian girl that goes to Bible study every Tuesday, how would you feel about that money that was made by using the sign of the beast, 666?
I would feel like something bad is going to happen with that money after doing that. But, I mean, you know.
Well, did he play 666 on the 2.5 million?
No, but okay. He wouldn't have had the money to get the 2.5 million had he not.
I'm just saying, you could make the justification like, well, he didn't win 2.5 million by playing 666.
I'd be going straight to the church and giving
half. That's what I'm saying. If you tithe it.
Yeah,
half, you only got to give 10%.
Well, hey. I would still give half because I'm scared. I'm scared of this boy.
Hey, and if 10% is enough for the Lord, it ought to be enough for the IRS. You know how many times I've heard people say that. But I mean,
that's a weird thing to do.
I know.
666, I'll play. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I'd be, you know, worried about it too, because I think that's beyond a superstition.
Yeah.
I mean, that's biblical.
We're using the mark.
Mm-hmm.
The mark of the beast.
The mark of the beast. I don't like
what
it.
Yeah, is that in the Bible, 666? Yeah.
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah, it's under beast chapter.
Okay.
Chapter beast.
Okay.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
So I don't know what I would do, because I really need the money.
Mm-hmm. As long as you tithe it, though, you're, yeah.
But I can see me really, really praying and going to church services at the beach a lot.
You know. On the beach?
Yeah. I'd be like that guy on Ozark that was doing the church services on a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So today's National Spinach Day. Are you a spinach eater,
yeah.
TJ?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't.
Especially in dip.
That's the only way. They tricked us. They make you think you like spinach by putting it in spinach and artichoke dip. Yeah. But if you ever eat just regular spinach, it's not.
Yeah, it's I like it. I like regular spinach. Cream spinach is one of my very, very favorite side dishes. I love it. Love
yeah,
it.
I do
in a
too.
Fancy restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever had a cream spinach pizza?
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, though. It's different than a just a regular white pizza with spinach. It's the actual cream spinach that you would eat at a steakhouse, put onto a pizza crust, and then sprinkled with Parmesan.
I could get down with that.
Yeah, yep. It is so good. But there's no way you don't leave there with green teeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because you're biting it with the, your cutters in the front, so right down into that spinach. You don't even put it in the back of your mouth and start there.
That sounds
like
so good,
like when you're eating cream spinach.
That sounds real good.
It is good.
The Giants are trending today because veteran quarterback Russell Wilson has signed a 1-year deal with the New York Giants. Obviously married to Sierra, who's just still the hottest, one of the hottest people who's ever walked the earth.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She really is, and. But I know he's had some troubles with other teams and stuff like that. He just hasn't produced the way they thought he would.
Since he left Seattle, I mean, he was great in Seattle, had a not great experience in Denver with the Broncos. And then with the Steelers last year, he did pretty well.
Yeah. When these football guys, as they get to the end of their career and they start bouncing around to different teams and stuff like that, do you think that's hard on them? Or are they just happy to be still playing?
I think it's hard on them in some instances where, you want to be part of the team and all that. But then in other instances, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to get paid a lot for this 1 year that I'm here.
Yeah. They said it guaranteed $10.5 million.
Yeah.
So can you just swallow the pill and go, I could use $10
million. It sounds like you just send him to a crappy city and he does okay.
Yeah, that would kill me if I was like in San Diego or somewhere that was nice and you have to go to like, Pittsburgh. Or It's like, that doesn't seem as fun.
Yeah, but, going from Seattle, then, I think I would hate that more than any of them.
Yeah.
Having to live in Seattle.
Even Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a, different kind of other people there.
Right.
Yeah. I think they say that we like going to Cleveland. Like if you're in Florida, you're playing Florida, you got to go to Cleveland.
The one nice place he lived, Denver, he sucks.
He just can't make it here in Denver.
Yeah. Not at all. So what do we need to do about the iPad babies? One woman has a suggestion. Tell you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hangovers are never fun. Trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
A couple weeks ago, I went on this weekend trip with my two older brothers, and we were just recalling old memories and things like that. And I said to my middle brother, Kevin, I said, remember when you were first dating your now wife, Amanda, do you remember what you guys used to eat in college all the time when you first started dating? He goes, Of course I remember. We would make a Totino's pizza, and we would make a box of Velveeta shells and cheese, and we would split it. That's what they would eat, four times a week.
Mm-hmm. I love those pizzas.
Those pizzas are so good.
So good.
They're like $1 or $2, and they're thin and crispy, and I know they're probably not the best quality, but they are tasty.
That's all we had growing up.
Sure.
We didn't even have a pizza place.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it reminded me, there was this thread posted on Threads, by a woman named Tors. She said, what's a broke meal you secretly still love? And she's talking about the things when you didn't have as much money that you ate because you didn't have the money and that you still like to eat. And the answers were really interesting. Like the top answer is a barbecue wish sandwich. And somebody was like, what is that? And he said, it's two slices of white bread, barbecue sauce, and then
you wish you had some meat.
You wish you had some meat on it.
I've never heard. That's hilarious. Oh, really?
Yeah, we had wish sandwiches all the time.
What? And just with a condiment on it or something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's like a good one other than barbecue sauce? Ketchup?
Well, if you're eating just a regular sandwich, you might even have like veggie sandwiches. To me, are wish sandwiches. You wish you had some meat on it.
Yeah.
Or you could have a wish sandwich. Wish you had turkey because you got lettuce, tomato.
Yeah,
you know, mayonnaise.
Is it something your parents would say, like, we're gonna have a wish sandwich tonight? Or no,
this was okay. This was something that all my black friends would always say.
Yeah,
what you eating? Oh, you got a wish sandwich. He got a wish sandwich.
I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, just barbecue sauce on two pieces of white bread is next level. But he's like, I still like it. So that's the thing. It's like, do you still like it? Beanie weenies comes up a lot. Beans and weens.
Still love them.
Still pretty good, right? Ramen with hot sauce. It came up a couple of times.
What about spaghetti with butter and salt? And maybe one.
They actually said spaghetti noodles with a butter, salt, and Parmesan cheese. But I think even the Parmesan cheese is getting a little fancy.
Yeah. My kids love that. They don't even like marinara sauce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I still eat peanut butter foldovers all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Some guy said, I eat 4 peanut butter and jellies 7 days a week. Every day.
Wow.
4.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of peanut butter and jelly.
Huge. No kidding. He might be big.
Somebody need to check his sugar.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.